and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. Hey, it's the 5th of February, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join us on the chat room at on our website at KCNR1460.com. Jared's here with the news.
Good
not
morning.
The news, but the weather.
It is currently 43 degrees. It's going to be sunny and mostly clear all the way through Sunday. Today we have a high of 64, a low of 39. Tomorrow we have a high of 66, a low of 37. On Sunday we have a high of 66, a low of 40. And on Monday it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 62 and a low of 41.
Okay. Hey, sounds pretty good. And the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives us discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone is Jim from Haven Humane with our Pet of the Week.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, living a dream, buddy.
Yeah. I've got Harry with me this morning.
I don't even, you know what, don't start my Friday off with that. Hey, I'm Harry here. Oh, no, I'm with Harry.
With Harry, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I believe I've taken him on back when we saw each other in person. He was adopted, though. And
sometime back in 1999, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that, at least a decade. He's a great dog. He was returned from his previous adopters because, well, according to them, their landlord suddenly decided they weren't allowed to have dogs anymore. So they ended up bringing him back, but they say he was great with other dogs, great with kids, says that he is, and I quote, amazing in every way. Really, really fun dog to have around.
Okay. And so what kind of dog is he?
Oh, and that's a good question. He is a he's a pit bull mix, solid black. He's about 2 years old now, right around like 60 to 70 pounds.
Okay.
Really, like fit, muscular build. This guy has, he's missing one eye. When he got here the first time, he had one eye that was just really infected. Looks like he had maybe hit it on something or had some kind of injury, and the eye just kind of died in its socket, so we had to remove that. And,
okay.
And now he's got that one other eye and that one good eye that he knows how to use. He has fun.
Okay, how's he on when you've got him on a leash and stuff?
Oh, he's your typical, like, high-energy pit bull type dog, so he follows direction, but he's going to test the limits. He's going to pull if you let him. He's just that kind of dog. If you let him get away with it, mm-hmm. he'll do it, but he's happy to do what you want him to do as well. You just have
okay.
to make sure he knows.
High energy or medium or?
Mid to high energy, pretty typical kind of pit bull levels of energy.
Okay.
So, you know, plays hard and sleeps hard.
Right. So this is Harry. He's black.
Harry. Yep.
His name is Harry. And it's funny. When I think of Harry, I think of, like, long-haired, you know, dogs and stuff. But he's not. He's a short-haired dog.
Harry, just like the just like the human.
Just like the name. Did you ever see that movie, Something About Harry?
Something About Harry. No, Something About Mary.
Which was even better, by the way. Maybe it wasn't Something About Harry.
You thinking about Harry when Harry met Sally?
No, that was pretty good, too. No, this is one with Harrison Ford in it, and he's a high-priced abrasive lawyer gets shot in the head during a robbery, and he lives. But his whole personality changes. It's a pretty good movie, too. Anyway, but that's got nothing to do with Harry the Pity. And Harry's up for adoption, and it's you can make an appointment. So how do you do that?
You can give us a call at 241-1653. You can get us on Facebook, / Haven Humane Society, or go to our website at havenhumane.org. Any three of those places, you can get a hold of us and make an appointment. Right now, we're a little bit slower on our appointments, so you have a good chance of being able to come in even without one. If you just come at a busy time, you might have to wait till we have enough room to
keep
everybody socially distanced.
Yeah, and then you're still able to be with the dog then, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you should bring the, if you have another dog, you should bring that dog with you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. We always tell people when we're setting the appointments, but it's always good to point out beforehand too. Yeah. Just bring your other dogs with you, so we can do an introduction here. It'll save you a trip to come back to make sure they get along. Once you've found the dog you like, we like to introduce it to your dog and make sure they like each other as well.
So. Yeah, because both dogs just really loving dogs, but for some reason they just don't mix.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. So, yeah, bring your dog after you found the dog you like. So, okay. Well, Jim, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good, hanging in there. We've got a couple other things coming up I'll plug while I'm here.
Sure.
The virtual wine and food pairing.
That's right.
With Mostly Family Sellers is coming up the 20th, so it's the week after Valentine's Day, but might make a good Valentine's gift, a couple of tickets to that. You get four bottles of wine and a bunch of food and learn how to drink and eat them together. Then coming up in March, I don't have the dates off the top of my head. We're still in the planning stages, but we are doing our Doggy Dash, which is our annual 5K. However, we're doing it virtually this time, so I think the plan is that everyone does it on the same day and kind of reports their numbers on a website. I'll get more details once they are solidified. Once we're done with the wine and food pairing, I'll have lots more information.
Okay, yeah, Elk Killer and I are doing our 5K every day. We probably do it a little bit different than other people. I turn on the TV, a road or in the forest and everything, and somebody's driving through it for 5K, and Elk Killer and I lay there and watch it.
You're not even on a treadmill, huh?
Excuse me? No, I'm in my recliner, and Elk Killer's sitting in my lap. But we do watch it.
At least I do.
I think she sleeps most of it. But there's training and there's training, Jim.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's right. And see, you don't know if I'm out there with my head camera on there, or with those little smart cameras on, that you're just running down the road there. See, if you see me climbing like a really tall mountain, you might think that may not be me though.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot, and Harry, good luck.
All right. Thanks. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Okay. Hey, did you like my 5K there?
That's how I would do it.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
You just kind of sit in a chair and have somebody either running or have somebody driving through something. And, then you can comment on it. See, you can comment over it. Like we put music over, a recorded commercial. So what you could do is just kind of be playing it and talking, wow, it's getting a little tough right here. Yeah, and then, flash down to a picture of Elk Killer trotting alongside you. I think she still trots. I'm not sure. Okay. Hey, everybody, hope you're having a good time and a good day. It's Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and Congressman Lamoff is going to join us at 8. We're going to have a shining affair with us here in a few minutes. And then I want to talk about a couple of things. One is Sierra Pacific Industries hiring, and I want to talk about that. Over 100 positions. Starting pay is over $17. Here, don't even think about it. And then I want to talk about AOC and her terror that happened when her office was assaulted during the January 6th riot there, and what's been going on since then. And then I want to talk about this Marsha Greene from Georgia, the congresswoman that was elected with 75% of the vote. What happened to her yesterday? In our hallowed halls of Congress. 7:14 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Quality sleep is important as we balance out our lives. Right now, with all of this, this craziness going on, with, politics, which is still going, people are still irate about the election. people are fighting it out over COVID. People are afraid. You know, their vaccinations are starting, but what good is it? I go on my rants about it's been a year, America. When are, you know, when are our politicians, who, by the way, get paid every 2 weeks and make amazing amounts of money, except for our city council. It makes $500 a month. It's important that you be able to, when you lay down in your bed, that you can just go to sleep. They found that 55 to 64-year-olds get the least amount of sleep. 18 to 24-year-olds get the most amount. Women go to bed 14 minutes earlier than men. Women get 31 more restful minutes of sleep compared to men. And you know why that is, Jared? It's because they steal the covers. They roll over, and it's like fighting. It's like fighting in a mixed martial art, and you're going against, you know, here's your 125-pound wife, but she's got the strength of a 250-pound, mixed martial artist. That's why they probably get more sleep. But there is one goal. You can set your goal for getting better sleep. And sleep number, yes. Sleep number is the way to do it. I sleep so well on that bed. I can adjust the firmness to any firmness I want from 0 to 100. My sleep number setting happens to be 55 to 60, sometimes down to 50. Linda's sleep number setting is 45, sometimes up to 50, sometimes down to 40. See, you can get a restful sleep. And right now, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. Now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. It ends Monday. Go on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Try it out. Talk to the experts down there. Really cool people. And you can find out why so many people are changing to Sleep Number. This is subject to credit approval, of course. Minimum monthly repayments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:16 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. McCarlin and Bodlin is on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And on the phone is Joanne McCarley from A Shining Fair. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were on the show last night with Linda.
And, yes.
And it wore you out, so... No, it is fine calling in, you know. In fact, you know, we have, I'm surprised at how many guests, frankly, show up for the show. You know, I've had some that call in, Haven Humane calls in, and instead of showing up with their pup or whatever animal they have. But it's, I'm just usually surprised, and we try to do whatever's comfortable. And if you're not feeling well, or if you just, you know, can't make it in this morning and things like that, we have no problem with it at all. Especially with Shining Care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all the time. You guys are
well, great. You know what? You do so much for people. And we miss our events, and that's what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. It's so sad that, you know, the fundraisers for nonprofits are so important for the obvious reason, to raise the funds so the charity can happen. But also, I just feel like it's such a good community thing. You know, it's good to go out and connect with community and, you know, see people a little dressed up and having fun together, breaking bread together. And that's just another, you know, kind of sad part of this whole situation. We can't do that right now. So we're trying to create an event online that will have that same feeling.
Well, you know what? So tell us about what's happening.
So we're doing the Shining. So we've been doing the Shining Affair now. Oh, gosh, for so many years. And you and Linda have been the MCs in the last, 4 years?
Something like that. We've been honored to do that. Thank you.
It's been, you know, we call it an elegant evening of entertainment, kind of Hollywood style, where people get dressed up. We have Best in Bling Awards and entertainment and just a really nice time. And so we're going to do this virtually on Zoom. And it's going to be... You know, I think we're all over the Zoom meetings and all of that, right? I think it's getting old.
I was on one last night when you were on the show. I was on a Zoom meeting for an hour last night.
I'm grateful for Zoom that we at least all get to see each other. But, you know, if for something fun, I don't know. So we have an event committee of volunteers, and we all put our heads together and decided, okay, what can we do that would be really fun and interactive and have the ability to kind of zoom in and actually see, you know, get a little dressed up even though you're at home. It is Valentine's Day weekend, so it's February 13th from 5:30 to 7:30. So, you know, if you're celebrating with your sweetheart, you can get a little dressed up at home and, or not, it's not required, but we do have the Best in Bling Award, so we'll be able to zoom in and see, you know, we'll be able to see each other, say hi to each other over Zoom, and you can show off your bling. if you want, and have potentially win some prizes for it.
Wow. So
yeah,
you mean, if, you know, is that the best bling pajamas outfit, or is this just...
It can be. I told someone the other day, I was like, well, maybe you have some really cool blingy socks, or what... You know, that's kind of, I guess you could say, the fun part of it. I also was like, well, you could, you know, be party on the top and pajamas on the bottom, and no one would know.
No one would know. I have seen so many funny memes about people that, you know, you buy your Zoom business clothing, which is a sports coat, a tie, a shirt, and it's and pajamas on the bottom with your slippies.
And so, you know, and Sparrow Pictures, I don't know if everyone's familiar with them, but they're
great people,
and just so professional, super talented. They, you know, do Hollywood production quality, and so they're donating so much of their service. There's no way we could afford it. There'll be multiple cameras. They contract with Eddie Martinez, and his specialty is actually kind of the Facebook and the Zoom and the internet way of producing events and such. And so, we're going to be staged at C.R. Gibbs, and Spiro Pictures and Eddie, there'll be like five different cameras, and so there'll be a support team. So if you're not familiar with Zoom, there'll be people that you can contact easily and help you walk you through it to get you all set up.
There's
just a lot. We have a lot going on.
You're
going
to have, there's so many things. Best in bling, best dressed party location, decor, romantic party for two decor. I can see that. You know, you have a table all set up with candles and, you know, little hearts around. The lip sync challenge. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So we wanted this to be, you know, entertaining. And what's more entertaining than watching your fellow community members lip sync battle? We've had some great submissions, and it's a way for us to raise funds. So for a donation, you can enter the contest, and there'll be a montage of all of the entries. But the five finalists, the top five, we have a judging panel, and the top five will be fully featured, and then the audience can vote on the winner of the award. And so we've had some, if you go to our Facebook page, Shining Care Facebook page, you'll see some. I had to do the first one because I lost a bet to our program supervisor, Colleen.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Which song?
I might be wearing a beard.
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, and I talked my husband into doing it with me. So it's actually really a lot of fun to just do these things. And it was really easy. As soon as I lost the bet and I knew I had to do the first one, I got a little bit panicked. I was like, I don't know how to do this. And I thought it was going to be kind of hard. And actually, it was literally, we got it done. And we used TikTok, which, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it made it really, there's some programs like apps on your phone you can use that make it super easy, or you can just put music on in the background and do selfie style. I mean, it doesn't have to be, the whole point is that it's fun. And we did Sharp Dressed Man from ZZ Top because, well, people can get dressed up for the event. And so, yeah, look on our Facebook page. It's kind of fun. And then we had Dave and Madonna Silva from Professional Exterminators and their silver sponsors.
They are so, you know what, Dave and Madonna are, you know what, they support this community in a million different ways. And if you don't, you know, if you want looking for a local pest extermination company, give them a call. Professional Exterminators.
Yeah. They're amazing. They have supported Shining Care, and they're gatekeepers. You know, we have the gatekeeper program.
That's right.
And that's
I remember them from last year.
Yeah, and they won Best in Bling last year.
They did. And they deserved it.
They're preparing, because the other category we have is Best in Bling location. So if you don't want to personally dress up, but if you want to do something fun at your house and say, hey, this is my party here, you can win a prize for that too. So they've got something up their sleeve this year. And of course, you can find their lip sync challenge on our Facebook page also. The rest of the challenges are, we're saving them for the event, so people will be able to see. We've got quite a few folks submitting those challenges. And so I challenge you, Carl, you and Linda. I would love to see a lip sync. It's 30 seconds or less, or, 30 to 60 seconds.
Well, you never can tell what you're going to find in your inbox there. So we're talking about the Shining Affair, put on by Shining Care. It's going to be on the 20th. Is that right? And
it's Valentine's Day weekend,
The 13th. Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking
20th. Yeah, the 13th.
Yeah.
So it's not actually Valentine's Day, but the day before.
It's close.
But it is a good, it could be a fun date night.
Sure. Party in a box. I mean, why not? Yeah. I mean.
Right. We're bringing the party to you. So we'll all have, the party in the box is going to be super fun. It's got your dinnerware for your dinner. You can order in dinner. We have partnering restaurants that are giving a percentage of the proceeds to the Shining Care, and they'll, you can have that delivered, and then you've got your dinnerware that's really fancy, but you can throw it away. You don't have to do dishes when you're done. You just put it back in the box and put it in the trash.
Wow.
And you don't have to do dishes.
Maybe I should be buying more of that. Linda gets all offended when I just throw everything into the trash there. She says you should wash, you need to wash it. You just don't throw it away. Okay, got it. So how do they sign up?
So it's very easy. You can get to it through our Facebook page. We have a Facebook event, or directly at our website at shiningcare.org. And there's a banner right at the top of our website in purple about the event, and you just click on that, and there's a place where you can enter the lip sync challenge if you want. There's full instructions on there, super easy, or just to buy tickets. Tickets are only $25, so a $25 donation gives you general admission, or you can do the VIP pass, which includes your party in the box.
Okay.
That we'll have made up for you.
That's cool. I like it all. Okay, so just go to the Shining Care website.
Yes.
And you can find out all the information and sign up. Sign up, because you all do so much. Where does the money go to?
So the proceeds go to support our gatekeeper program, where we help seniors who have had like a change of condition or something's happening, they're at risk and they're not going to be okay without intervention. So our gatekeepers are our local businesses and folks in the community that just are watching out for our seniors, and they're the ones that may notice that something's wrong, and they give us a call and connect them to Shining Care, and we do a full assessment. We find out, okay, what's happening, what's causing the risk, what's preventing them from being healthy and happy, and then we come up with a plan, and we put together a circle of support services and support that people need to be able to be safe, remain living at home, and be well. So that's what the proceeds go for. And with this world as it is today, we are pretty slammed. We're getting a lot of calls because a lot of people are even more isolated than ever. And unfortunately, there's just a lot of financial abuse and other types of elder abuse. When folks are isolated, it causes, unfortunately, more risk for abuse. So it's a preventative program. It really works. It's been a proven model, and we're more busy than ever with, frankly, not enough funds to meet the need. So we appreciate everyone's support.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for so much for what you do in our community, Joanne.
Oh, it's truly my pleasure. Thank you. You've been great supporters of us and KCNR, and we appreciate you. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. Well, have a nice weekend. And,
you
and
too.
Be well.
Okay, yes, you too. Everybody take care.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, we're
going to
take a quick break here. You know, February is Heart Month at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Has some of the most advanced minimally invasive heart procedures in Redding. On Tuesday, on our show Tuesday at 8 a.m., CEO Casey Fatch will be with Dr. Jeffrey Southard, interventional cardiologist, University of California, Davis, and Shasta Regional Medical Center, TAVR medical director, which is a way of replacing the valve in your heart without cracking your chest open. They do it in such a way that it goes in via vein in your body. I believe he's going to explain it, but then it takes and puts a new valve in there without you having to have your chest open like they have to do like they had to do before. Also, Dr. Muhammad Khan, medical director of cardiology program, and just this man, every time he comes on our show, leaves us with a nugget of information that you can't do anything but think about it. And he's been on our show three times and said three things that I have repeated many times during our time on the air, like if you just walk 30 minutes a day and don't change anything else about your life, you're going to live 5 years longer. Wow. You know, I mean, things like that. Anyway, they're all going to be on our show Tuesday at 8 o'clock from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Democracy Prep Charter School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being sued by a senior for violating his First and 14th Amendment rights. You see, William Clark was directed to unlearn his Judeo-Christian values or suffer failing grades and no graduation.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio at 7:41 in the morning here on the 5th of February. 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Thinking about purchasing an electric car, huh? Or an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, now, isn't one of the, I know you don't know, but isn't one of the urban myths that if you smoke marijuana, you get the munchies?
Like you said, I wouldn't know.
I know, but, I mean, you've read that before. You get the munchies. It's like, you know, I had this great idea. I was going to, remember when the, I think it was Wendy's went out of business on Pine Street. I was going to buy Wendy's. And this is when they said you could, you know, start selling marijuana legally in Reading. And I was going to call it McDoobie's and put these giant, like, replicas of giant marijuana cigarettes, you know, out in front. Not with arches, just that. And not only could you buy it, you'd have it, you know, you could come in and order, but you could also order things like cupcakes, pizza, things like this, along with your marijuana. I was going to have a drive-thru. I was going to have all that stuff. I could start a chain of McDoobies. Maybe it's not too late.
You might have made a fortune.
Could have. You know, what? The jury's still not out on this. I may have to get some. I think I may go to the Angel Fund here in Reading and say I want to start a McDoobies. You know, that way people can Coca-Cola and Pepsi and energy drinks along with cupcakes and week old cupcakes because they don't care. Or 2 week old cupcakes, as long as they don't have mold on them, and their gummy bears and their all that stuff in one spot, and at the top of the the giant doobies out there, would they be kind of like glowing, like they're on? I hope somebody doesn't steal my idea here. In Pennsylvania, these two guys were out hunting squirrels. Well, the ranger came in, and he spotted a minivan parked and observed the smell of weed wafting from it. A glass pipe, neon orange clothing, and shotgun shells were also visible in the vehicle. Two hunters came out. He asked them, "Hey, do you know anybody who's been smoking marijuana?" They go, "No." Then after a few minutes of questioning, "Well, yeah, we did." Well, it turns out that if you smoke marijuana, you don't have a certificate in Pennsylvania, They've both been charged with one ungraded misdemeanor count of hunting and fur taking under the influence of a controlled substance, use / possession of drug paraphernalia, and two summary counts of commission regulations violated. They also looked in there and they found some blue and white pills, which turned out to be Dayquil. So these guys are big lawbreakers. So don't go hunting squirrels after you've been smoking weed in Pennsylvania. We're going to get back on schedule here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about AOC, and she came out after the January 6th riot and the mini-invasion of the Capitol, and saying how her life was in danger. People were beating on the door. She was terrified. And facts that have come out about that, like she wasn't even in the Capitol Dome where it was all happening. And then this other thing about this Marsha Green, who is a congresswoman from Georgia, who was just – something happened to her yesterday in Congress that I'd like to talk about too, because it's something that I think is going to come back and haunt the ones that did it. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're business owners – it's time to get a second opinion on your retirement plans and 401ks. You need to call Judy Maxwell. It's a free review and evaluation. Things have changed over the years. And if you've had that plan, you may end up playing more into it and getting less out of it. Let Judy take a look at your plan. And like I said, a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Everybody's doing my friend who's dead now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. I know you get to like it.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station, 44 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can design it, build it for you using gems from all over the world. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and they're very, very friendly over at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. At 8 o'clock or 8:05 today, or somewhere around there, Congressman LaMalfa will give us a phone call. Hey, Sierra Pacific Industries is hiring, and some information about that. They're going to hire over 100 people, and it's in a job fair, and it's going to be kind of a virtual job fair. There will be two time slots. It's going to be on February the 18th. Two time slots available, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. Multiple counties will be represented during this free event. And the job fair is in collaboration with several different groups. They're looking for people to fill more than 100 positions, ranging from entry level to skilled, with hiring bonuses available at some locations. Hourly wages will range from $17.50 to an hour to $35 an hour with retirement and health benefits. They'll be able to speak. People will be able to speak with representatives from 10 different locations during the job fair. No resume or application is needed to participate. You have to register though at spi-ind.com/careerfair. Or for more information, go to the Sierra Pacific Industries website. So, the idea of Sierra Pacific hiring 100 people and starting at $17 an hour plus health and retirement benefits is good. So, if you're interested in that, give them a call. Two things. AOC, Congresswoman Cortez, during the January 6th riot, and the protesters invaded the Capitol dome, and she was tweeting that her life was in danger. It was a near-death experience. Well, not so fast. She wasn't even in the Capitol building. She was in the office building, which is adjacent to it. It is connected by tunnels. And she said that she was terrified, and then there was people beating on her door. Well, there was, but it was a policeman. Capitol policeman that was looking for her, saying, where is she? Trying to make sure she was safe. And she said, but she was terrified by the look of anger on his face, that she wasn't going to go with him because she was afraid that he would hurt her and that her legislative assistant thought he was going to have to fight the policeman. You know what? I don't make this stuff up. I just report from different sources. So this is what she said. However, one of her colleagues said that she found this really interesting because she's two doors down from Ocasio-Cortez. And she said that, you know what, nobody was in there. Nobody came down except the police. And it was interesting because when she says, and this is a freshman congresswoman, Nancy Mace, has an office two doors down. She said no insurrectionists even stormed the hallway. No, none were in there. and that she doesn't know why that she felt like her life was in danger. And then AOC has come back and said, well, if you've had a near-death experience, this is all that counts. I find this interesting. Everything turns back. Everything comes back to AOC. The fact is she's tweeting this stuff out. And then when she came back in, she accused Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, of trying to murder her, of having her people there try to murder her. This continued limelight given to somebody that says these things is amazing. And then at the same time, yesterday, the House in a partisan vote, well, I guess it was bipartisan. There's 11 Republicans that went along with it. They removed from her offices, her post on the committees, Congresswoman. I'll get her name.
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
and who had put various things on Facebook before she was elected, that she had she was removed from two committees following a charged floor debate, with both sides finger pointing and threats of repercussions. 11 Republicans joined every Democrat in stripping her from the Education and Labor Committee and the Budget Committee for a litany of incendiary, conspiratorial, and menacing social media posts before she was elected. Okay, she did. It sounds like she did that. She put likes on things or whatever. And she went in and she said, look, that was before I was there. I will be the faithful servant of my people that elected me. And she disavowed some of her previous posts on social media, and though it didn't seem to work. So what's happened is the Democrats have removed a Republican from committees. And one of the Republicans said, you know, you've got to remember this. You know, this is never, you know, this isn't done. You do not punish the members of our caucus. And remember this, because the last time, you know, when Harry Reid used a nuclear option for putting in justices, not Supreme Court justices, but justices for lifetime terms, and he changed it to make it a simple up and down vote. And then, of course, when the Republicans took over, they said, well, you said it was okay. And that's how they put in the Supreme Court justices, simple up or down vote, instead of the 60 votes it would take. Well, one of the Republicans said, remember this, because this was going to come back to haunt you. And they've had a variety of Democrats that have made comments about death of the president and death to the Jewish nation and, you know, signing on in these things, being literally members of organizations that, you know, that have talked about destroying Israel. And yet nothing was done for that. I mean, you know, they came back later and said, oh, you know, maybe I overspoke or I spread, you know, it was too much. But what the Republicans are saying is, if you're going to do this, then when in 2 years, as it always happens, and the Republicans sweep back in and take over the House, they can now turn and look at Democrats and remove them from different committees. Frankly, I think that Congress is so screwed up right now, and I can't wait to hear what Congressman Moffitt is going to say about this, that they're removing Republicans from committees, the Democrats removing them from committees. And he'll be on at 8:05 this morning. Excuse me. This has been just watching Congress. It never ceases to amaze me how they spend time on things instead of things like infrastructure, fixing immigration, dealing with the cost of drugs, dealing with so many things that are so important, and they spend their time spinning their wheels in this. And which leads me to the one thing I said, what was it, yesterday? About being upset. about being mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And this is something that you need to be thinking about, that, you know, you need to let them know, get on with the nation's business. Get on with the nation's business and not spend your time doing these stupid things. We'll be right back after these messages, and Congressman Moffitt should be calling in around 8:05.
Use authorization for the vaccine. The Biden administration, meanwhile, planning to deploy close to 1,000 troops to help with vaccinations. Stocks trading higher this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 127 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 39, and the S&P 16 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Beijing stepping up the indoctrination of children. In Hong Kong,
China's sweeping security law has already transformed many parts of normal life in Hong Kong since it was imposed last June, and now it's making its way into schools. Primary school children will be expected to list crimes under the law, including terrorism and subversion, while older children will be taught about the new limits on Hong Kong's rights and freedoms. Schools have been asked to monitor children's behavior and to report signs of support for the outlawed pro-democracy movement. Critics say the new guidelines will breed fear in schools, which have long promoted debate and freedom of thought.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. The European Union's top diplomat hopes a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Russia will soon be used across the 27-nation bloc. Visits Moscow called the country's Sputnik V vaccine good news for the whole mankind. News and analysis, townhall.com. The UK is stripping China's state-owned TV channel of its license to broadcast.
The actions by communications regulator Ofcom came after an investigation found the license holder lacked editorial control and had links to China's ruling Communist Party. CGTN, an international English-language satellite news channel, had been available on free and pay TV in the UK, But regulators started looking into the station after receiving a complaint from a human rights group, Safeguard Defenders, calling for an investigation into its ownership. Officials say they gave the channel significant time to comply, but those efforts have been exhausted. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Hundreds of students and teachers taking to the streets of Myanmar today, demanding the military hand power back to elected politicians. Demonstrations against the military coup have erupted in several parts of the country, even in the tightly controlled capital city. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Go to our website at KCNR1460.com, hop into our chat room, become one of our members in there. Today, we've been talking about different things in the chat room. One about, I had my second vaccination and no side effects except this, it's a patch of red hair growing on my left knee. I'm sure that's not a big thing. What's the weather look like? Well, Jared's on the phone right now. And what else? Super Bowl weekend. Yeah. There's a guy by the name of Jim Mattress Mac Mackingale, a Texas furniture store chain owner, just plunked down $3.46 million on a Super Bowl bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's got, you know, he says they're going to cover the spread, 3.5 points. And if you spent $3,000 or more with, you know, on one purchase at a store, he'll refund that to you if the Bucks win. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, already today I've had just a good time talking about AOC and her near-death experience with the Capitol policeman. And the other was what happened yesterday when they removed Congressman Green from her committees. What is your comment on that?
Well, the AOC, DOC likes to deal in drama and even hysteria, so I wouldn't put too much thought into that because she was actually, from our understanding, in her office in the Cannon Building, which was far removed from anything that was going on. So my office is in the Cannon Building. I wish I could have been there instead of where we were stashed. So, but... it's all it's the hype these days in media, and the other side is trying to leverage every nook, every cranny, every tidbit to paint a picture of what it was Trump in office or any Republican of the week that they can try and make fun of or vilify or what have you. So there's just not a lot of credibility coming from these arguments. As far as Marjorie Greene, you know, the Republican conference and our leader decided that it was not going to come from Republicans because there's a lot of hypocrisy with Democrats with what they have going with members they still have sitting on important foreign intel committees, for example, Swalwell there, who has his own dalliances with these spy people, still sitting there, you know. So Marjorie, she was involved in some, you know, here it is, the silly social media stuff, right?
Right.
We're putting so much emphasis on what somebody tweeted, you know, the president for 4.5 years. Oh, he tweeted this. Oh, my God. Look at this ideology he's tweeting about. You know, and instead of the policy. So did anybody actually notice that we had the strongest economy in decades under President Trump and that our foreign partners were treating us a little better on trade and on defense and things like that? And, they didn't want to notice that. They wanted instead to get all caught up in the latest tweetgate. And now, so since President Trump is out, they have to find their weekly scapegoat here. For a while, it was... might have been Lauren Boebert from Colorado, because she was a gun rights advocate and likes to conceal carry. You know, that, that was the deal for about a week. And so now it's Marjorie Greene. I went back and found some questionable clicks and likes and tweets and this and that on her social media that, you know, I spoke to her about it a little bit. She said actually it was, some of this was tongue-in-cheek things of observing what others were writing and saying, oh, is this, some, this is a debate, huh? But it never comes out right when the media is trying to get you. But, you know, she copped to that she shouldn't have done certain things and said certain or clicked on certain deals. But as far as her being, you know, really embracing what it was that was on that social media, no, she renounced that. She renounced that to our conference meeting a couple nights ago and then on the House floor yesterday. But the Dems want to continue to make an example out of her while they have the hypocrisy of the people they have doing anti-Semitic, just outward anti-Israel things and consorting with spies and other things. So we're not in a good way right now as far as the dialogue between the sides. You saw that the you know, the Dems ran through approximately $2 trillion additional spending package here, and they did it in the Senate under budget reconciliation, I think. And so that required the budget reconciliation is a process that only requires 51 votes. And so they got Kamala to come in last night. So there's the first example of
the
presidential election yielding a result with Kamala Harris as the president of the Senate casting the tie-breaking vote. So for people that sat out the election last time and said, well, you know, I don't like what Trump tweets or this or that, I hope they're really enjoying what's happening here with these 40-something executive orders and watching these guys just de-limb our economy here and a lot of American values. So,
I noticed that one of the, I think the House, one of the House leaders also said, you know, if you can do it, essentially what he said is, if you can do it, we can do it. And which means, I guess, when the Republicans sweep back in, as you know, each, you know, in the midterms, which they do, you know, it usually changes like that. I guess the Republicans could turn around and just start removing people from the Democrats from their committees. Do you think that'll happen?
You know, the Speaker and the minority party leader, whichever side it is, they sit down when it's committee assignment time, and they pretty much agree on who each side's appointees are going to be. You know, I don't think it's a gigantic fight in the past over, you know, I want to appoint so-and-so to armed services or so-and-so to this and that. The minority party usually gets what it wants, and there's been respect for that. So at this point now, when the Democrats are trying to make an example and make a political football, and this is a whole part of a bigger narrative of limiting speech, limiting association, and being shut down. You know, they're going after Trump's attorneys up in Michigan that represented him on the whole election deal. They want to have them disbarred. We're seeing a point of censorship, and it's funny what Antifa is supposed to stand for. It's pretty close to what we see happening, is that the shutdown, the cancel culture of anything the left doesn't like. You know, they're making the Capitol riot into this giant insurrection and coup situation. It's far from that. And yet we still have not one but two layers of fencing around the entire Capitol Hill situation. The Capitol itself has a layer of, you know, the 12-foot-high fence with a razor wire on top around it. And then there's another layer that's a couple blocks on either side of it all the way around. You can't even – I couldn't even figure out how to walk home the other night until – you know, I'd hit enough entrances or exits to be able to just walk out of the facility. So,
welcome to a third world nation.
My route home is a lot longer there. So, does that place people in bigger danger? Who the heck knows? So, but it's ridiculous, and they're manipulating people's. Well, they're manipulating fear in order to continue to create this narrative, and they're going to use that to come after us on our individual rights. Whether it's gun ownership or speech or association or what you can have on the internet or what have you, and that's all COVID has been manipulated to do that. You know, how long is you going to have to be required, forced to have a vaccination to do certain things? And I'm just violently opposed to that idea of forced vaccinations in order to buy or sell, as it might be, prophesized, right? So.
Well, this is stuff that, the state of California forces parents to have their kids vaccinated. They don't go to school. They don't go to any school. And this is one of their ways of also attacking.
Well, homeschooling is looking more and more attractive, isn't it, Carl?
Well, you know what? I've talked to people. I was very surprised that they were homeschooling. And they're very happy they're doing it. In fact, when the schools open up, they're not sending their kids back. That they don't like. And if I told you who they were, you know them. And you'd be surprised, who they are, because they've pretty much had it. With the system that keeps forcing down, ideals that they do not, or the moral compass that they do not agree with, and the idea that you can't send, your kid can't go to school unless it's been vaccinated, 40-something times, and I'm not against. First of all, I want to make it clear, I'm not against vaccinations because I've been vaccinated so many times in my life in the military, and I took I've had two shots for the COVID vaccination. So I'm not against it, but I am totally in agreement with you, forcing people to have it, having to carry around a card that says you've been vaccinated. I have a real fear of that, and I see it coming.
Yeah, it makes me angry that they've manipulated this virus into what they have with, they can't even whether it's the health people or government people or what have you, decide if after you've gotten the vaccination that you are now clear and you can go about your business. It's still, no, keep social distance, keep wearing the mask, keep doing this, keep doing that. The upside of the vaccine is what exactly? Because, I know a lot of people are getting it now. And,
but that's our choice. That's our choice.
That is your choice. That is your choice.
And
if you're confident in it, then go ahead. But,
yeah.
This is something that hasn't been vetted for very long either, and I don't care which side of the political coin it came from. This has been pushed through very fast, and I'm not impressed that people are going to force people into it and start limiting airline travel or whatever else it's going to be unless you've complied.
Well,
this word comply is one that's being used as a cudgel, too, because, you must comply. Yeah.
No, you have the right not to comply, but the same thing with. We've got to take a quick break here, Congressman. And when we come back, President Biden has said that if you're on any type of conveyance, from taxis to trains to airplanes, you have to wear a mask. And then, is it the next step? Is if you're going to travel on aircraft or trains, do you have to be able to show your vaccination card? I can see him doing that. I would hope that there's enough people in Congress and the Senate to say, whoa, let's just wait here. But I'm starting to lose faith that'll happen. Anyway.
If you just want to do it on partisan lines, there's not the majority that would tend to go your direction on that. I don't know what the Democrats will do when it comes to that question. Does come up. Are they going to unanimously, with zero Republican support, some type of a mandate like that through in the House and in the Senate, or at the state level? I think they're capable of anything in Sacramento these days.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. It'll be a two-minute break.
Yeah, okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches here in town. Our three branches here in our area, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, of course, downtown at 1845 California Street, and the other, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Reilly Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And, even through all this craziness, Cornerstone Community Bank is helping local dreams move forward. We'll be right back after these messages with Congresswoman Doug LaMalfa and Energy Independence.
Well, you made like a fool. Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
How can you get your vaccine? It's easy to get in line. Go to ShastaReady.org, click Vaccinations, and select the blue oval labeled Tell Me When It's My Turn. Complete the short survey, and public health will contact you when they have an appointment available. It may take several weeks before you're contacted, since vaccine supplies are still very limited. Learn more about COVID-19 at ShastaReady.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. On the line, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who has already talked about what's happened, what's happening there with the Congressman Green from Georgia, stripped of her committee assignments by the Democrats. And the fact is, and we talked about vaccinations and how far are we away from having to carry a card that says we're vaccinated if we want to travel anywhere. It's kind of frightening, Congressman, when you see the things that President Biden has signed, 50? I know at least 45 executive orders since he's been in. And it has changed dramatically already the idea that we are going to be energy independent.
Did you say dramatically or traumatically?
Well, both. Traumatically, because...
Traumatic for those jobs?
Well,
traumatic,
it's not
for
just...
fuel costs?
Yeah, everything.
It's traumatic for a lot of issues and what that will do to the economy. These guys are going to have just a world champion economy by the time they're done here. So, cost of everything will have to go up for delivering what you get, for keeping it warm, for keeping it cool. Meanwhile, while large cities are banning natural gas in order to run your stoves and heaters and things like that, in order for electricity, when you have an electricity grid that is already on the edge of being able to not quite deliver power during, the hottest days in California, or keeping the lights on when the wind blows a little bit. I mean, it's a perfect recipe for a lot of different fiscal and even safety disasters for people that rely very heavily on having a constant supply of electricity for, whatever their position might be. So, we can just all stand here and watch this happen and worry about it, and still the elections go the way they go, all right, well, we got even with Trump for, being kind of mean on his tweets and stuff like that, and, he does stuff that makes some people mad, all right? And for me, I have to kind of, whistle, look the other way on some stuff, because the stuff we're actually trying to get done to be helpful for our district, our economy, or our people that, want to have a strong economy. Because, say, well, Doug, you talk about the economy. How come we're not talking about, the virus and this and that? Well, guess what? We can all sit in our little caves during the virus and nobody do anything, but food still has to be delivered. Food still has to be grown. The lights... electricity still has to be generated. The ambulance still has to run. Hospitals still have to run. There's so many things that still have to run, okay? So, I know we have grocery delivery now, so I suppose we could have government-run trucks pick up your groceries for you and drop them all at your house so you don't have to go outside. But that's not freedom either. And we've got so much misinformation put out about this virus almost since day one. I mean, how many times has Dr. Fauci changed his mind on masks and everything else? You know, in the beginning, I thought, okay, this guy seems like a fairly credible guy, and he's being cautious and stuff. But between them and the CDC and the WHO, who knows what's real and what's true on this? And so once the virus got loose from China into the U.S., it really wasn't going to stop by us being locked down, you know. And now they can't even tell us that the vaccine is going to do much when the same people with a straight face are saying you got to keep doing the same thing. So they'll tell us, like, well, when 75 to 80% of people are vaccinated, then that will be the herd
breaking immunity,
point, supposedly. but they'll change the rules then too. So I think people need to do what they need to do, and exercise common sensible caution, you know. But common sense has to be in it, you know. I mean, people getting yelled at for not wearing the mask when they're, you know, in their car or out in the field or, you know, within. We know the stories. So anyway, so why do I bring this up? Because I see our liberties being lost, and that's more important. Once you lose those, they're really difficult to get back. You know, I can see the razor wire from where I'm at right now, and National Guard people behind that. I've chatted with a couple of those Guard members, and, you know, they're good folks, and they're just doing as they're instructed here. But this is ridiculous. And if you thought, well, okay, during the they didn't have the security in place on January 6th when the electoral college votes were being counted. The mayor and others purposely kept those extra forces away in a way you'd almost wonder, like, huh, that they want to have something happen so they can then use their powers to clamp down on the country, right? So, and since then, you know, with the inaugural, this was the most boring inaugural ever, I think, and this place was so guarded, you know, so tight that only a few people could go to the inaugural and like that. So, but we have two layers of fence here, one around the Capitol and another one a couple blocks all the way around the entire perimeter of it, and it's not the People's House anymore. It's a third world nation.
It reminds me of when I was in Baghdad, and we put up the mm-hmm. Texas barriers to keep out the IED trucks and people, you know, rolling in like that. And our country isn't like that. Yes, we had that. We had that incident.
It's all checkpoint Charlie anymore. It's speaking like the Berlin Wall, and this isn't good. It isn't healthy. And they put up metal detectors for us to walk through, to walk onto the floor of Congress. That never happened for us. And not that I expect people to cry for me. I suppose everybody has to go through metal detectors to do much. But that's just another layer of insult, so AOC can, you know, claim that she's in fear. And so, I mean, I usually have a lot of keys, phones, and this and that, and a belt buckle. And so I have to stop and get patted down to walk on the House floor to vote. So I think you can see somebody pushing that issue legal wise here pretty soon. But
can you carry legally? Can a congressman or woman carry legally inside the House?
My understanding of that is you can only carry on Capitol U.S. Capitol property, and that would mean in your offices or outside the Capitol. You're not supposed to take it, at least in the House chamber or the Senate chamber. I don't know if it means you can pack them inside the Capitol. I haven't really checked it out that closely. That's about the safest place, at least in this town, and most likely a lot of places in the country under normal circumstances. So it's when you get out away from Capitol Hill that Washington, D.C. is the biggest danger zone anyway, like a lot of large Democrat-run cities.
Going back to the energy independence, when he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, he also said, and I did a piece on this, that he wants to spend $400 billion on wind farms and solar. So, and my thought was he's replacing a pipeline that's being built with private funds for the most part, and is to put people to work, and then we're going to then socialize our energy with this building of wind farms and solar farms that they're not really efficient. Your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. Wind farms, solar farms, I know they're talking to put more on Hatchet Mountain on the east side of the county there. It's, half the time it seems like the windmills aren't running. You have to have a minimal amount of wind to make them run, and then if it's too windy, they have to shut them off because they don't want them spinning apart. And then the solar panels themselves, I don't know what percentage are even U.S.-made these days. I know there's more enterprise looking to try and start having American-made panels, but it still doesn't account for the rare metals and such that it takes to put all these together. It has to be mined someplace. And so the same people that are advocating for this don't like mine. They don't like mining. And so I guess we're going to just have all our dirty mining done for us by other countries that use child labor. Yeah, so there's a lot of hypocrisy that the most efficient forms of energy are the ones that have the most energy concentrated in the packets. For example, you can build a nuclear power plant on a footprint of, let's say 50 acres, right? And that'll make more power than 50 acres of solar panel ever can even think about, okay? We had two nuclear power plants in California, one in San Onofre in San Diego, and the one currently running in Diablo Canyon near San Luis Obispo. Those two plants by themselves, when they were fully operational, were approximately 14% to 16% of power grid for California. They supplied that much electricity with those two plants. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of concentrated power. Our hydroelectric dams that have no emissions, zero emissions, no CO2 that are all worried about. Well, by the way, I don't think CO2 is a pollutant, okay? Carl, can you name what percent of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide?
Oh, I think it's like 1%, maybe two. I could be wrong. I know it's not a lot. Or is it? It's not a lot. And at the same time, we're talking about this, and they say, you look at China, and they say, oh, well, look at China. They're not even building coal-fired plants, which is not true. They may not be building them in China per se, but they are building them in 14 different other places as fast as they can. And
under this crazy Paris Accord, they don't even have to slow down until 2030 or 2035 or something like that.
That's right.
So,
and they're not.
Them and some of the others.
And they're not.
We're the ones constraining ourselves. And so the Paris Accord, the U.S. was led the way on lowering CO2, if you think CO2. But let me answer that question for you. So you say 1% or 2%. And when I just ask people, and I'm not here to make fun of them or, it's not like, hey, you're ignorant because you don't know. It's not that. It's just most people don't really know. They don't track these things. And so the average folks think like the CO2 in the atmosphere might be from, like you said, 1% or 2%. A lot of people say, well, about 20, 30, 40%. No, it's 0.04 of 1%. It's not 1%. It's not 0.4%, which is like about 0.5%. It's 0.04. It is infinitesimally small. And so that means 400 parts per million. Our atmosphere is made up of 78% is nitrogen, 21% oxygen. Third place is argon, 0.93 of 1%. And fourth place is CO2. It's almost a rounding error. Okay. Now, it is important for plants. And so the stats I've seen is if we get somewhere below 250, maybe it's 220 parts per million, plant life dies off. So the window that we're operating in is that if we get below 250, 230, 220 parts per million of CO2, we're in a bad way as far as plant life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're above that number. We were in the mid-300s, 30 years ago. So the number is creeping up. But what are all the reasons why it might be doing that? And that is not proven yet, other than Al Gore, the Democrats, trying to say the science is settled. It's all because of us. Like, well, nonsense. And is it a struggle to begin with? Because you see more plant life, statistically, are thriving even more so because there's a little more CO2 in the atmosphere. So that's another manipulation, I think, in order to control our economy and control what we do. So all this you see, all this rush to make everything electrified, electric cars, is part of that manipulation. And I will continue to do what I can to fight against the mandates for that. If you want to buy an electric car and you've got to get a $7,000 subsidy for it, that's one thing. But I won't be allowing that people should get $7,000 checks to buy electric cars if I have any say over it in legislation, because it's ridiculous. The most efficient forms of energy, as I started to mention, nuclear, incredibly efficient for the amount of footprint it takes up on actual land. Hydroelectric power, you make lakes, you get flood control, you get stored water to use for ag and for people and even for fish when you're trying to have a, you know, fish flow in the summer. Natural gas, it's so abundant in this country because of the amazing fracking. You know, natural gas got so cheap we became a net exporter of it. And that helped our allies in Europe not have to rely on Russian natural gas with their giant pipeline they're sending over into Germany and such. So, you know, there's a lot of strategic things positively from us being energy independent and even an energy exporter in this country. But we have, again, the Dems running headlong trying to shut that down with their partners in foreign countries love watching us self-destruct like this, you know, those that would tear us down.
And, of course they do, because, you know, you tear down the world's strongest economy, you then start, the United States right now is divided against itself. Every time that President Biden says that he wants to pull us together, then he signs something else. The state of New Mexico is then still reeling in shock about what he did with the gas and oil exploration, since they're not a very rich state and they depend on that. But as you know, we've said here on the show, and as you've said many times, elections have consequences. And you know, did they think that the Democrats weren't going to do this? Of course they are. And oh, by the way,
look at the labor unions here. Look, you know, look at these guys, these labor guys, the hard hats. You know, I mean, they endorsed this guy, even though he was rude to them out on the trail there and making fun of them. And, basically, in some of these debates, we saw those videos there where they were asking them, like, you know, about their rights or about gun rights or all this. And he's just like in their face. And so, for anybody that is surprised by this, then you're just not paying attention, because this was all well known what these guys were going to do on energy, talk gun rights. You can talk abortion and paying for not only domestic but foreign abortion. We all knew this is what was coming here if these guys were put in charge. And so for people that didn't vote, or people that said, well, I'm mad at Trump, I'm going to go do something else, I'm going to vote for a third party, well, then you enjoy this right now, because we're back here trying to undo or block some of this horrific stuff coming down the pipe, and I come home and get yelled at, like, well, you do this. Like, so, you know, Carl, it's really frustrating. And for people to, you know, I understand that there's a lot of evangelicals that don't vote, a lot of Christians that don't vote, a lot of people that are church-going folks that don't vote. Well, I don't want to mix politics and religion and all this. Like, well, guess what? Those are two most important cornerstones, probably, of what governs your life, is your belief system and the government that has direct power to do things to you or to preserve your liberty, one or the other. And so this is what I talk about, you know, with folks out there, you know. And so some get frustrated. Well, Doug, how can we not work it on my little deal for my tax cut for my this particular industry or that little industry? Yeah, we work on that stuff too, but we're going to lose sight of the big picture here. Corporate America has done a lot to sell us out too, because they just look. I think you were talking about the Super Bowl when we were getting on here.
Yeah.
A bunch of these corporate people are afraid to put Super Bowl ads on because they might upset somebody. Well, why don't you just go sell your cars or your Coca-Cola and not have to have some politically correct crap that people aren't really interested in watching anyway? Just show us how fun it is to, you know, use your product instead of having to get a message about, you know, I mean, people have had it with this stuff. And so they're probably going to have low Super Bowl ratings. Maybe it was smarter than not to buy ads. I don't care what they buy, you know? So go ahead.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take – I skipped one break, but I have to take another one in here for a couple minutes. But, you know, the thing is, our chat room is kind of exploding. It just exploding right now from everything from why don't you run for president to about the economic
– bug off, right?
economic aid, stimulus checks, as EV-19 may never go away, to Susan Rosenberg. Yeah. Bombing the Capitol in 1983, nobody brings that up, and then being pardoned by Clinton. You know, they talk about damage to the Capitol. Well, what about that bombing? It was done specifically to kill Republican senators. You know,
and there was another one sometime after that, too. So it's just, you know, I mean, it's not that any of them are good or justifiable, but this it's the hypocrisy and that this is being maneuvered and manipulated to attack a certain ideology right now. So... they will call that they're all Trump supporters and they're all doing this and all doing that. Well, there was, the, you know, let's just say there's 100,000 people in D.C. that were there to support the president during that time. You know, I know good, normal people that came to that. And they weren't anywhere near the idea that they're going to break it. And a lot of them were denouncing it while it happened, but they didn't have the, you know, the power to go in there because there wasn't enough police for what, you know, they should have seen what was potential there. I don't know why they didn't have 3,000 National Guard maybe stationed down at the baseball stadium about 6-8 blocks away that they could have, boom, turned it right on. Oh, the mayor, she didn't want to have the optics of National Guard people nearby.
Well, now
what
we
optics
have,
do you have now? Yeah. A double layer of fence and all that?
Well, the other thing too, from what I understand, the FBI had set a warning up, said, "Hey, the people, some people, you know, there's plans to enter the Capitol building out of Norfolk." The FBI office sent that up, and yet nothing was done. Supposedly, the mayor and the head of security there went to McConnell and Pelosi and said, "We need more security," and they were told not to. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I've only gotten my hair cut one place in the 14 years I've lived here. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have Congressman Doug LaMoffa on the line as he comes on every month on the first Friday of each month. And about Alliance Heating and Air, we blew one of the boards in our heating element in our HVAC. And they had somebody over there that day and fixed it, and now there's heat going through our house. So I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Congressman, in this portion, and we've got like 15 minutes now because, you know, we kind of rearranged the schedule. Are there any
Yeah, you always do that for me. I appreciate it. I know you got to do your capitalism, too, so I appreciate that as well.
But let me tell you my my anger about NPR going out and buying stations here in the town, in the city, using my tax money to compete against us and then getting all their supplemental income from the government. Anyway, it's not a big complaint, but it is a complaint. You know, in this last...
Well, you know, is this whole thing with out-of-town people owning our communications like that and not giving credit about what we think, you know? I mean, I have two major newspapers in the two largest cities in the district both asking me to resign, the Reading one and the Chico one, okay? They're not asking, they're demanding because I'm a seditionist and all this stuff. Merely because we exercised our ability as the House of Representatives to question how some of the elections went in states where, you know, the Texas lawsuit, the whole idea that they didn't follow their own laws in the states of how the election was run. So I'm called all that, you know, by the press. So these are out of town owned newspapers, and I don't think the editors or the publishers even live in town, either in Chico or in Reading. So, you know,
I don't know about the publisher, but I know the main editor does. And my complaint about that was that it was a full fledged attack against you, and yet they use certain words that are just, you know, I mean, they're trigger words. And, you know, and called for that, and yet they didn't sign their names to the editorial, even though they said it was...
No, they didn't.
And they didn't sign their names to it, which to me is kind of not the road to take on that. And the other thing, too, is, yeah, there is... This
Nor do I get a call ahead of time. Nor do I get a call ahead of time.
To even have a comment. No. And the other thing the other thing about that, they are owned by USA Today. And USA Today is a progressive left-leaning newspaper for 90% of it.
You don't, and Carl, don't use that word progressive. There's no progress involved with these things. This is liberalism, okay? This is left-leaning socialist think, you know. Progressivism is how the Democrats use language to lull us into sleep, like, oh, we're progressives. Like, no, this is, if you think progress is the number of abortions each year increasing and the number of people breaking into our country here and borders like a sieve and all that, then we have a lot different definition of what progress is. So we can't be lulled into their language. Sorry to correct you like that. I'm just, you know, I just hear certain things.
Well, it's a trigger word. No. It's a trigger word for you.
Now, yeah.
Which leads me to the other question. Here's Biden wanting to open up the borders again. But he said not right away. I mean, we're in the middle of a worldwide, you know, quote, worldwide pandemic. Having people coming across the borders, you know, from countries like Venezuela and Guatemala and coming into the country, to me seems like, and I have to wear a mask if I get in a taxi cab, and yet people are coming, he's going to open these borders. It makes no sense to me. Okay, that was, you know, how do you answer that, right?
it's insane, okay? And for people to just go, oh, yeah, it'll work. Yeah, that'll work great because we have to be compassionate. No, we're getting dumber. You know, I think, you know, your ad there for the man's last stronghold there, for the barber there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a lot less strongholds for just common sense thinking these days. And I want to go there sometime with you, Carl. You got to take your haircut.
You're going to
like to revel in that a little bit because, you know, we have the country, I think, is just getting weaker. It's just getting mentally soft and because we're willing to put up with stuff that doesn't make any sense. And we elect people based on emotion. We elect them based on, you know, I don't think this country really elected Joe Biden. I think they elected something that wasn't Trump. I think they elected a concept of just putting the Democrats in charge and whoever in the blob of government was actually calling the shots here. You know, you saw Biden in that first clump of executive orders. Okay, I don't know what I'm signing here. You heard that under his breath, right? Like when he was signing the second or third, and Kamala standing about 8 feet away saying, just sign it. Just sign it. You know, this is what we have. So we have an entity. We have a figurehead. This is like Weekend at Bernie's almost, okay, that we're just going to suffer with for the next 4 years until, you know, I don't know what betting pool you have or what squares you have on how long he's president until she takes over. And I'm going to figure it's going to be at least
2 years.
I think they want to get a year and a half in anyway before they do that transition. But, you know, you can get your own office betting pool on that. But we're being manipulated by all this. You know, you have a guy in Biden who lost the first three primaries and was almost out of money and almost out of everything. And Super Tuesday came, and they were looking around. They saw Bernie Sanders possibly going to put this away. The Dems panicked because they know they would lose with him. And they all came together. But you saw the Democrat candidates, I think five of them, I call dropping out for Super Tuesday a year ago and getting behind him, and they just propped him up, you know, propped him up beside the jukebox, right, you know the song, and got him through. And Kamala Harris had dropped out in December before. She was so unliked by her own Democrat voters that she could hardly get above the 1.5% or so threshold on polling. And so she dropped out before even the first primary. And that's who they went and tapped to do this thing. So you know what the state union is going to look like up front there in the House of Representatives with that flag draped behind them and above it says, In God We Trust? You're going to have two San Francisco liberals standing behind Biden presiding. Pelosi, Kamala Harris. That's the troika kind of in charge of the country at that point. So enjoy that look with people that didn't vote, too.
I just read that they said there were something like 700,000 voters in Georgia didn't vote in the, you know, they voted in the primary, didn't vote in the main election. They said that, you know.
So they got those, you know, some 30-year-old guy who's never done anything as a United States Senator for 6 years now down there. And then the other guy that's Warnock, who's basically the right hand of Reverend Wright, is their other senator. Now, we'll get a crack at him in 2 years because of the way that the timing of that seat comes up. So,
oh, okay.
And, you know, we have an opportunity. And I know some of my Georgia colleagues are really looking at how they can clean up the election, but they didn't really do anything to clean up the election between November 3 and January 5 when those two seats were up. So, you know, we're just – so I understand why it's people like, what are you Republicans doing? It seems like all you do is screw up. And and the way elections are run, because you know, these states with Republican legislatures didn't seem to have the power to enforce the laws they had on the books, like under that Texas lawsuit where they already had laws saying elections are to be run certain ways. You can't just change how elections are run.
No, it's in their constitution, and they overrode their constitution by saying people. Anyway, that leads me to two more questions. One's a kind of a more positive, but the other one is, is there going to be anything, do you think there's any chance at all that there's going to be some kind of legislation that ends this vote by mail unless it's like an absentee ballot?
Oh, Carl, the legislation is being proposed by, you know, colleagues of mine on that, but does it get a vote? Do the Democrats squash it? You know, I mean, we can propose it, we can speak about it, we can publicize it. Does that motivate a majority to pass it or do anything about it? I don't, you know, in our state legislature, there's no fear of the voters right now. You know, they got everything going their way. Back here, we have 695 days until the new Congress is sworn in, okay? And about 1,425 until the new president is sworn in. So for me, it's a deal of communicating to people, communicating to voters, communicating to across the country what it is we stand for, what it is we would try to do if we're in charge, versus what they're doing right now to our energy, for our cost of doing everything, for our values, and for the invasion of our country by people that want to harm it. So that's, you know, we can introduce legislation all day. We can, and the right kind of stuff, the stuff that would say, make you say, yeah, that's right, that's good. I hope we can get that done. I'm not holding my breath that the Democrats will allow that legislation to even move, because they have H.R. 1 right now, which is completely opposite of that on elections. They want to make permanent nationwide mail-in voting, and without even any safeguards as to who are on the voting roll, but what names, or how many are deceased, how many don't live in the country, how many are even legally here, or how many don't live in a particular state. They're trying to encase this into federal law, not just what California has. And, you know, it'll probably pass the House. And what will happen in the Senate? You know, that's with 50-50 and the Kamala tiebreaker. So, thankfully, there's two Democrat senators that don't want to get rid of the 60-vote filibuster firewall. Kristen Sinema down in Arizona and Joe Manchin in West Virginia, they've both pledged not to get rid of that. So the only firewall we really have for being able to stop this is
Democrats.
Probably those two Democrat senators, and that 60-vote firewall in the Senate that is very, very precarious. So they used one of their tricks yesterday. Once a year you get a budget reconciliation bill, and that, as I mentioned, passes by a 51-vote threshold in the Senate. Kamala broke the tie on that. We managed to keep all the Republicans on board. You know, Romney didn't go south on us, and Sass didn't go south, and Murkowski and Collins, none of them went south on the $2 trillion of spending, so they had to make Kamala come in and be the tiebreaker. So, anyway.
Just get ready for that for the next 2 years. I have this one.
Yeah, so it's holding on, and it's organizing, Carl. It's organizing. Now, in California, we have a recall that is likely going to happen. So, you know, they hit the 1.4 million threshold on signatures, and the 1.5 is the magic number of, this is important, you underline, valid signatures. So they still have to gather probably 1.9 million so they have enough bad ones to sift, you know, good ones to sift out the bad ones, you know, wrong address or someone that isn't registered and thought they were all this or that.
People voting
twice.
When everybody
sees the 1.5 mark, it isn't over with yet. 1.5 is not over. It has to still hit 1.9, so you have that cushion of signatures and such that it won't get tossed. So there's still work to be done. We got to run through the tape in March to get that qualified. And then, of course, we have to have a replacement candidate, too. So go ahead.
Okay, two questions. One is a yes or no answer, and then the other one was about who in Congress. There's somebody who says, why is it so difficult to find out who in Congress authored stimulus bills? That was the question.
Why is it so hard to find out who authored them?
Yeah.
Well, and there's the bill tracking service that they have, and
okay.
You know, you can check with our office on that situation. But there's a gazillion bills are offered. You know, they all
right.
have their own different ideas. I mean, at the federal level and the state level. For example, a bill was brought out I just saw last night to prevent House members that were formerly in state legislators to come visit the assembly floor if you voted in order to. If you voted the way I did on the electoral votes. So they want to ban me and Kevin McCarthy and others from being able to come back and visit the assembly floor. So that's a bill you can track, too. But on stimulus, those bills end up being giant packages that are negotiated by the top leaders of both sides and both houses anyway. So it doesn't really end up being one particular person's bill. It ends up being Pelosi's bill, you know, like that.
Okay.
Now, Republicans did have an alternative. They had 10 senators, tried to go meet with the president, and put up a much, much more frugal package, about $600 billion. This is all borrowed money, Carl, okay? It's all borrowed money. We don't have a new funding source, a new tax base or whatever to pay for all this COVID stuff. We're about $6 trillion now of new spending outside of our normal budget, which it runs at a deficit too. So, you know, this is all funny money. Yeah, we need to do something about these things. We have to take action on COVID one way or the other. I want to use common sense actions and things. But they're trying to throw everything into, you know, they're trying to, you know, package minimum wage increase in there. Well, there's another job killer for you if you're a small business.
$15 an hour.
They want 15, yeah. Kick it right up there. So
okay, the last question, we got like a minute left, is have you bought a pair of Bernie's mittens yet?
No, I just I just go with the oven mitts around the house there for, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess that was a fun meme showing up everywhere, but I generally Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You can't hold anything with those, man. I like, you know, gloves. If you got to be outside in the cold, you got to have gloves. You got, you know, your digits available, right? So anyway, but it's a good funny. Yeah.
Another one is thank the congressman for his time. And we do appreciate this every month that you come on and give us some insight into what's happening and what will happen. Do you think things will, in this last minute, do you think things are going to calm down a little bit and that actually there will be a bipartisan, some bipartisan bills going through?
You want my truth?
Yeah, of course.
Not for a while. Not for a while. A lot of these two fences around here, and we try and manipulate, you know, little things like that. Or, you weren't wearing a mask in the one room. Yeah, I was eating snacks, okay? You know, the games that are being played right now, the Dems are running a full-court press like you do in basketball. They're trying to break down the value, the ideals that there's a Republican Party with different ideas. They want to squash those ideas.